Half of us. My name is Chris Jones. I sing and play harp. Next to me is Jennings Lyon playing guitar. And next to Jennings is Frank Tiffany playing guitar.
And you have released an album called Keg of Love that's all about my favorite subject and a lot of other people's favorite subject, beer, right?
A four-letter word, Paul, beer. It is my favorite four-letter word. I try and use it every day.
Chris actually is a home brewer himself, so we could get into some really wonky kind of things about beer here.
Some esoteric conversations about malted beverage.
Right? Yeah.
That's correct.
Well, rather than do that, let's get you to play a song right off the bat here. What can you play? Are you going to play something from Keg of Love?
We're going to play a couple songs from Keg of Love. This first one is called Six Ways to Forget You. There's a possibility that you and the listening audience and you out there in front of us could be in a long-term committed relationship, and it could go to heck in a handbasket right now. I'm not saying that it's likely, but it could. And if it does, you can turn to your pastor, priest, and rabbi and sing your tale of woe. Or you could go to the package store, 7-Eleven, or grocery store and get six friends that come together with either rings around their neck or come in a cardboard carton. It's called Six Ways to Forget You. When you said you were leaving, I was shattered. When you said you didn't love me, I felt low. When you ran off to Las Vegas with my father, well, I will admit that that was a blow. Six ways to forget you. Six ways to get you off my mind. Six ways over you. I'm drinking them all one at a time. Now with beers one, two, and three, I'm still lonely. You might even say a bit ashamed. But with beers four, five, and six, I'm feeling better. And I scarcely even remember your name. Six ways to forget you. Six ways to get you off my mind. Six ways for me to get over you. I'm drinking them all one. Here I sit with six good friends, I'm feeling pretty fine. When you serve divorce papers on me, Jolly, don't you know that I was crestfallen?
Crestfallen.
I could not believe we weren't in love. So I'm taking 4 6 packs with me to divorce court.
Enforcement.
So I can plead my case with the judge. Six ways to forget you. Six ways to get you off my mind. Six ways for me to get over you. I'm drinking them all one at a time. I said I'm drinking them all one at a time.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, the Esoteric Ramblers, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for coming out to Out of the Box, Out on the Bay. And we're recording this interview with these guys because they've just released a great album called Keg of Love. Brilliant songwriting there, Chris. Who would have thought about, you know, the six-pack being a metaphor, you know? It's
a
just, I'm impressed.
A metaphor and a muse. And an amusing muse.
All right. Well, we appreciate you adding to the culture here. You know, since beer is so popular, I don't understand why, that it's not already like a best-selling album. You would think that people would be snatching this up like Bud Light 12 packs, you know?
Just in case any of you have this compulsion to snatch one up, I have some with me. So come see me later.
Uh-oh, here he goes. He always seems to be carrying home-brewed beer with him. So
yeah, one of the things we try and do while we're here is we try and keep Paul supplied with home-brewed beer.
Well, I'm empty now. I'm empty.
Diane.
All right.
Could you please help Mr. Chagrou with a Saison?
And why don't you play another song while we're pouring here?
Well, speaking of Diane, my wife is always distraught and despondent that I hadn't written a song about her. I actually had a long time ago, and she didn't want me to play that one. So, you know, we were thinking I should do said, and then I came up with this little ditty. And it's a song about love, about beer, and about love of beer, and beer and love. It's called Keg of Love. Say I love you. I can't find the words to say that, dear. I can't find the words to say I love you. But I can get you a beer. Would you like a robust porter? How about a lambic or a saison? How about a nice big cloudy German Hefeweizen? I guess you know that beer is the raison. We're still together. May our pale ales always be hoppy. May our porters be robust. May our keg of love never run dry. May you always be by my side.
Despondent.
If I ever find you sad, I'll run down to the 7-Eleven. Now, darling, I'll get you a 40 in your own brown paper bag. That's what I'll do for you. May our pale ales always be hoppy. May our porters be robust. May our keg of love never run dry. May you always be by my side. Always be by my side. to a brewery, I'll give you a ride. We'll find a brew pub, we'll go inside.
The Esoteric Ramblers live here at East Beach, Norfolk, where we're doing Out of the Box, Out on the Bay, and we're recording this interview with them, and we got a few folks standing by enjoying the show, aren't you? We appreciate you coming out here tonight. Beautiful night. Finally, we get some good weather here. Chris Jones was good enough to come by one of the nights that it got rained out, and it turned into like a jam session that we had that night. That
was great. We played in spite of the rain. It was great fun.
So it was great. It's great to have you amplified for a change here. So you've got a gig coming up pretty soon that you're going to be playing with the Esoteric Ramblers. Can you tell me about that?
I can. It's October the 4th. It's a Thursday night. It's at the Hermitage Foundation Museum just off of Handa Boulevard on North Shore Road. And we'll be playing outside under the stars on the waterfront. It's going to be grand.
All right. Well, I'm sure that the beer will be flowing, right?
I hope so. Yeah. We have it in our contract. If there's no beer, there's no Esoteric Ramblers.
Okay,
so.
Well, I got my Coleman cup here, and what do I have inside here?
You have a homebrewed Belgian-style Saison. It's a lemon Saison, so it's a farmhouse ale the way they would make them in Belgium, and this one's got a ton of lemons, lemon peel, and a little bit of orange peel in it, so
All
it's
right.
very, very citrusy.
I'll enjoy it while you do another song here. What do you want to play for us?
Well, we figured this is our last song, so we should do something that you do at the end of the evening, so this is called Last Call Boogie. It happens that if you go to your favorite establishment, you've waited all night for that perfect beer to close out your evening, and it's placed right in front of you, and then a bartender says, sorry, dude, takes it away and says, it's last call. So this is about the terror of 2 a.m. It's called Last Call Boogie. There was nothing I could do but cry at the end of the day. There was nothing I could do but cry at the end of the day. When the clock struck two and they took my beer away. When the bartender said last call, I began to weep. When the bartender said last call, I began to weep. Because I just bought this beer and I don't want to leave. We don't care where you go, but you know that you can't stay here. We don't care where you go, but you know that you can't stay here. Why would I want to go? This place is just full of beer. There was nothing I could do but cry at the end of the day. There was nothing I could do but cry at the end of the day. When the clock struck two and they took my beer away. Porter, perhaps it was a stout, it could have been a pale ale, but there's no doubt, you know I've had a few beers, I forgot the rest, but the one in your hand is the one you love the best. There was nothing I could do but cry at the end of the day. When the clock struck two and they took my beer away. Well, call me a cab bartender, I'm on the run. Well, call me a cab bartender, I'm on the run. I'll have some beer when I get home and I might have more than one. There was nothing I could do but cry at the end of the day. There was nothing I could do but cry at the end of the day. When the clock struck two and they took my beer away. I said when the clock struck two and they took my beer away.